Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The goody goody. Sabrina Jellies. The goody goody. You're listening to the goody goody. It's another episode of the goody goody, and it's another time that you've listened. I just know it's not your first time. I can tell by your breath, your hair, the confidence, the sparkle in your eyes. Speaking of confidence, my guest today is someone whose confidence I wish I could seize and keep in like an Ursula style necklace, and then just put that seashell to my ear and every once in a while just tell someone that I'm afraid to tell, like, you know what? You ain't so big after all. She's just, once we were walking in the West Village together, we're on our way to a set, and like these bros with like, you know, like sailing team kind of bros, like bumped their shoulder against mine and was like, move, or they said something rude to me. And I was like, ugh, I hate those people. And before I even like decided how I felt about it, Lisa had arched her arms back and like done this like raptor kind of like squawking pose, and she was like made a beeline to them and was like, watch where you're fucking going, you hit my friend. That's Lisa Traeger. That's my guest today. One of my best friends and one of my funny, it's just one of the funniest people on the planet. When you get a text from Lisa, there's no grammar. Her parents are Russian. The spelling is wrong. And it's just like becomes kind of a puzzle to figure out what Lisa's trying to tell you. And now I give you this, a podcast puzzle of Lisa's brain. We recorded it in my bed. And that's why the first thing that I say is, gorgeous day in the neighborhood. I'm sitting in my bed right now with one of my dearest, bestest, most magnetic friends. Would you say you're magnetic?
What does that mean fully?
People are magnetized to you.
Yeah, but people have mixed emotions about me.
Yeah, magnets have both. You can repel and...
I think...
attract.
Yeah. I think
you're
people
a magnet.
Have different opinions.
Yeah. Well, my opinion of you is that I love you so much. And
love
I'm so glad
too.
That you're on this pod. And I'm so glad that you're moving to LA soon.
Yeah.
And I start off all the podcasts... asking people like who they are, like walking through who they are.
Okay.
Just so anyone who's not doesn't know you,
yeah.
The quickie of like you were born in Russia.
Yes.
Raised in Skokie.
Yes.
Parents 100 years old.
So old.
Her parents so old.
So old.
Raised by the television.
Yeah.
You take it from here.
You know, so do I start in elementary school? Like, what do you want?
Just
this
like
is wild.
The hit list.
The hit list
like
was...
Like, if you were going to be on Jenny Jones talking about your life.
So in high school, swim team and theater.
Yes.
Like that. Okay,
and basketball,
great.
We just learned.
Yeah, but I played basketball from fourth grade until freshman year, and then sophomore year, I decided to swim all year round. But I had a good time. Like, I remember junior high, I'd play on four teams every season. But I wasn't that good, so if I was the point guard, I knew the team wouldn't be good. Like, this is boring. This is
No, no, no. This is the sound effect for if you were on the team, then everyone knew it wouldn't be good.
No, not just on the team, but if I was playing the 1-2, like I was like, oh, we're gonna lose a lot. But if I was the 3-4, I could definitely contribute to the team in a positive way.
Okay, 3-4. Elementary school,
then
different sports,
colleges. I went all over, kept dropping out, couldn't figure out my major.
Some arrests.
I, you know, worked at some punk rock hair salons. Wait. Interest, but nannied, did comedy at 21, and now I'm 31 and pretty successful. And
yeah.
So it's exciting, and it feels cool.
Something that feels cool about you is that you always, like when you say pretty successful, it feels like you always know in your heart that where you belong is the top, a little bit.
Like, what were you saying about your therapist when you moved here? She was like, or is that not something to bring up on a podcast?
Wait, what did she say?
Just that you were saying that, like, you're moving here and you were thinking about, like, I forget what the specific thing. She's like, yeah, most people will be worried about a job or a thing.
Oh, yeah. My whole thing is that, like, I just, I do bad behaviors every day that stress me out. Like, I just, like, eat poorly, smoke weed all the time, just, like, spend money, like, you know, on Paris Hilton. And so... those are the things that stress me out. So I'm like, I think when I move to LA, like, I hope I like hike and take advantage of going to classes and like doing the things.
I think you already do.
And so, but I was saying that and I was like, I don't want to put pressure on a place to change. That's not really a good thing to do, but I do think I'll thrive in that way. But then when she asked me about, so that's what was bogging me down. I'm like, I just hope I make better decisions than I did in New York day to day living. And then she was like, what job are you going to have? I'm like, I don't know. And she's like, do you know where you're going to live? I'm like, I'll figure it out in October. And she's like, those are the things that most people are stressed about. And I am stressed, but it's like, I'm not going to change my behavior. So like, why am I going to be stressed about it? I'm not going to take an Uber. No. Like, I'm not going to change the way I live. So there's no way of worrying about it.
I think that deserves this.
But I do have like a normal size check coming in. And I'm going to try to like store it away, maybe give it to my dad to hold or something like that.
A normal size means a good chunky size.
A good check that like when I moved here I'd be able to get a place or something. Doing okay. Some Geico sponsored content.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Deals, you might deals, see it.
Deals. 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 You like that one. Deals. Oh, how good is it when a nice
is
little
is that deals
chunky,
or bills?
That's deals, but if you cool. want it to be bills, you can hear bills. But
I heard both.
it's like the dress that people see in different colors.
Yes.
Depending on your financial situation, you hear what you hear. But how nice is it in our life? When you get like just a chunky sponsored chunk,
it is really good. It's just like the moments when you don't have, like for me, like when I don't have it, I am like, what have I done? Like, why did I do this? Why did I spend, like, what's happening?
You look at all the toys you've bought.
Yeah. And then you get rewarded with another big check and it's just so hard to, but like, I can't, like, I just don't know why I don't remember. Like, just don't do it. But I go nuts.
Yeah, but you're not learning the lesson because life never makes you learn it because you'll always get something because you're you.
But I think, do you know that saying where it's like a guy was, he was like drowning in the ocean, like stranded at sea and maybe in a boat.
I'm so horny for this saying.
So it's not, but like, it's like a fable, I guess. But some guy's like floating and he's like, God, help me. And then like a big boat came through and he's like, no, God's going to help me. And then he's like, God. And then another boat. And then God was like, well, I keep sending boats, but you don't take them. And so, yeah. So it's like,
that guy is pretty dumb.
He's so dumb, but it's, do you have a dumb one?
No, I don't I have no negative ones.
She went for the sound effects.
Wow! So true.
I feel like I think like whatever spirits keep trying to teach me the lesson. Like when I leave the house too late, too caught, and then like the train stalls, or I get on the wrong one, or something happens, and it's like this is a lesson to not do it next time. And then it just, you know, every day.
I feel like we're both equally panic. Not religious, but equally. Like slipping into some kind of LA sort of spirits, tarot cards, into something that is religion adjacent, just like cobbling together your own lessons from...
Lessons, experiences, the
candles
universe.
From House of Intuition,
but
crystals.
The universe is out there. But the universe is out there. Like to deny that there
is out there is this episode's title without a doubt.
Like to deny its effect or that things in that we don't see or hear have. So I don't know. I just there's intuition. There's moments. There's coincidences. You can take them personally. You cannot. You know. I'm sure there's like cynical people that don't like when you look deep into coincidences. But sometimes things happen and I'm just like, oh, great, cool.
I don't like when people look into coincidences and then like package it into their religion. But then I will just as soon package it into what my religion is, which is kind of the universe.
But you know that thing, like one, like when you're thinking about popcorn, and then someone next to you is like, "I'm gonna make popcorn," and you're like, "Whoa!"
You're like, "Buddha?"
Yeah, it's just like hard not to like
Hare Krishna. Are you there?
It's hard. I think it's hard not to be like spooked. Be like, okay, I don't know.
But do you think that you've made a shift? Like, I feel like I've made a shift, kind of, because I feel like I used to just be so rubbed the wrong way by any sort of religion, and now I'm realizing that the way that I think is just like my own religion. I don't know.
I think anything with religion is positive, and then the extremes are bad. So it's like, if you think women have to wear wigs and skirts, you're not going to be, I'm not going to be a fan.
So you hate drag?
Yeah.
That's not a good sound effect. I won't play it again.
No.
That was really bad.
Yeah, but it's okay. I'm sure I'll have some duds on here. Personality failures.
That's a big risk in just living is personality failures. How do you deal with them?
I try to take ownership as much as I can. Like what came to mind when you said that was, like, I ordered a bagel, pesto, cream cheese, and when it arrived, I had no pesto, and I called, and I was kind of being shitty. And then after I hung up, I was like, I was shitty. So I called back and I was like, I'm sorry. That was shitty.
Oh, that's nice.
And then he's like, it's okay. You're hungry. It's fine. I go, I don't know. I didn't mean to like ruin your day. And he was like, you're good. And so, yeah.
That's good.
So I think I go back. That happened another time, like at Matcha Matcha, or what's the cool Cha-Cha Matcha?
Cha-Cha Matcha?
Yeah, like no one was leaving the bathroom for a long time, and I finally like banged on it a little, and then an employee came out, and I was like, oh, this is probably like your only moment of quiet in this tiny, busy New York shop. Like,
but I still think she should find it.
No,
in the
she looks sad. No.
She was crying.
She wasn't crying, but like maybe she had a heavy period, or she got bad news, or I don't know what it was, but like
something was happening.
You could tell she just needed a fucking moment from like grounding up Cha-Cha Matchas and like giving it to people.
It sounds like a BoJack Horseman restaurant that you're talking about.
It does. You've never seen it. It's by Ted's office. Actually, it's like pink and green.
Oh,
and
in New York City.
Yeah, it's like a hip place. And then before I left, I was like, you know, I apologize. And she didn't care. I mean, she truly hated being there in that moment. But yeah, I think it's owner, like, handling your emotions well all the time is a skill. It's not like an easy thing. And so like, depending on where you are so sometimes it's like you do shitty things and then you have to.
My therapist Rini was telling me today, I brought up some, personality fails, and she was like, it sounds like you're just living and you're not perfect. And sometimes that happens. And I think that my personality is different than, I feel like you have this skill already of knowing that inherently. Like, you don't get too bogged down by, I mean, you're okay with people not liking you, which is a positive thing.
Yeah.
Do you think that that's because you were raised by The Simpsons?
No. Maybe because I read inspirational quotes all the time. No, I don't know. What's the question, though?
The question is, like, you've always not cared what people thought?
A lot. I have not been liked since the start, so it's been, like, a long process.
In school?
Yeah, immediately I was, like, foreign, and, like, my dresses were too short in Jew school. And we were just foreign. I was just, like, always an outsider from the get-go. So, like, what was in my home was separate from the outside world, and I just, I had to figure out a lot. So people weren't into me for lots of things constantly. So like my lunch, I remember I opened my lunch and someone like scooted away from me. You know, cowboy, I left you outside. It's okay, so hot. You have to, I fucked up.
You left him there?
To bake. No, but why? I mean, he could have come to the door sooner. I'm sure he was having a good time.
Cowboy classically, come on in, Bubba. Cowboys, are cutie little Frenchie Boston
mix.
He's
one of my best friends.
He's so quiet. All the time. We lost him once. He had stepped into an elevator in Palm Springs. He made nary a noise. We ran down the hallways like it was a horror movie, just being like, cowboy! Just like looking at people in the hallways like they'd stolen him. And then I thought to press that elevator button and the thing opens and he's just standing there looking at us.
It's so cute. My favorite cowboy Palm Springs moments. Yes, he has a lot. Well, actually, he also got kind of raped my whole birthday weekend
my God,
by a little terrier who had little tiny balls and wanted to fuck the shit out of Cowboy nonstop.
For Lisa's, was it your 30th?
Yeah.
Lisa's 30th birthday, she got a check.
This is what I mean. Like, yes. That was such a bad mistake.
And like, the whole time I was like, Lisa, you can actually just get everyone to pay you $200 and then it won't make a big difference for you. And you're like, no. I'm covering the weekend. And she rented this mansion with this pool and just gave it to her friends. Like,
but everyone could, you know, people like brought fun to the table.
Yes, everyone brought fun. And Sam J brought her Yorkie, which brought Dick to Cowboy's table.
Well, my favorite was like, I think you were already gone, or you were in San Francisco, you were driving down, but I just remember we were in everyone met at your home before we all got in our cars to go to Palm Springs, and Sam J's girlfriend, Yaya, is like, are you okay with dogs? Like, and I was like, yeah, where's the dog? Like, we love dogs. Where the fuck is this dog? I'm like looking, and she opens her purse and this little guy pops out, and I was like, yes, he's welcome. You know, like, it was just in a shut purse. This
immediately
little guy
entered Cowboy's body and did not stop.
It was bad. I mean, Cowboy would be on a float in the middle of the pool, and this terrier would risk its life jumping and trying to get him. It was really a wild time.
Well, I'm tempted to take the conversation to a dark neighborhood.
Well, okay, but let me just say the fun moment was we were in Palm Springs. We were in the pool. Wolfie was 3 months old.
Party
it was so
people,
cute.
How you feeling?
That was a really good one.
Is that Lord?
People, how you feeling?
It's just a free sound effect from the internet. It could have been anything, but it's both of our girlfriends. Amber?
Yeah, bitch, it's me, Amber. How you feeling?
Okay.
So we're in the pool, and the thing is, Cowboy was being too crazy on the deck. He like couldn't handle it. He was like, so we put him in the room.
Oh yes, he's not quiet by a pool. By a pool, he's like thinks he needs to save everyone from the pool.
So we put him in my hotel room, but our friend Jake was coming, and I think he forgot. So we're in the pool, and suddenly you just see Cowboy living his full dream, just galloping down the stairs and through the pool like just so fast. And then Jake's in a panic, you know, this dog has escaped, so then like this cutie guy behind him just so scared that
yes, that was the trip.
And it was just I laughed so hard just seeing him gallop full speed toward like his family.
Yeah, dogs cute. Have some few moments that are like fully like they get away with being completely free.
Yeah
it was his freedom. And he found it.
My sister recently got a dog, and all the men that were like, we don't like animals, are now all obsessed. My brother-in-law makes him a fresh omelet every morning. And then my dad for lunch makes him chicken and vegetables and like a mix.
I call that the oyster effect, which is when you don't like something, like I hated oysters. It was like, that's disgusting. It's like a booger. The minute that you start liking it, it's like personal growth linked with a thing you like. It's like you've broken through.
What I'm trying to say is that you like it more. It took me so long to try to just say, when you don't like something, then you like it even more because of your growth.
Your past.
For sure, but it is like a common thread, even like during the movie Beethoven, you know, where like the dads are like, ugh, and then they fall in love, you know? What was the dark thing you were going to bring up?
Well, just that rape and dogs and the idea of like, if you look at, I mean, like there was a raccoons rape fucking in the front the other day. And just the idea that like we come from animals and like the darkness in the world being this like natural thing that we need to as a society I think we were talking yesterday about Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
And like pedophilia. And then you said
that all the powerful people are pedophiles, so nothing will ever change because they're all rich and trafficking young girls. It's just full despair. The more and more you know about the world, it's true despair, and there's nothing you can do. And it's just like so sad to think about certain people's lives in the world and that it's all run for profit by gross ass people. And it's sickening. And if we were raised by women and not like if we were in a matriarchal society and not patriarchal, I think it would be different. I would love for that to be like after I die to see that. Like, I wish I can be birthed into a world that's like fully like all the presidents are women. Like, I just think it would be better. And I know there are evil women, like Betsy DeVos exists, but I think it's different.
But I think that just with without empathy, no matter what your gender is, that you're like, if you're steeped in power, that it gets dark because...
Yeah.
Yeah, just like...
But power would be different. If it was, if society was fully run by women from the get-go, we might not have what we think is power and capitalism. Like, we don't know what it could have been like. So we're using the world that we know now as like fact, but it's like, it's just the male truth has created it. And that's what's so annoying is like our culture, like I can't speak for the whole world, like our culture and our this country, it's like for white men by white men, right? So it's for, so they can't see, it's like just their beliefs, but it's fact for us. It's in the books. They control everything.
Yes.
But we all have the same strong truths. And so like, we're just dismissed constantly. So if it's like, we might not even have been dealing with these issues.
Yeah.
Like there, I've read online, I mean, I'm on the internet too much, but it was like this community of gorillas.
Yeah.
And something happened where one generation of male gorillas, like all killed, like, and within one generation, violence was gone. Like the men used to like.
The male gorillas killed the male gorillas?
Like, so I don't know what happened, but like something happened where all the males, all the old males died.
Uh-huh.
And it was just the women and the babies. And the next generation of males didn't fight.
Whoa.
So like one, yeah, the men died and immediately toxic masculinity died with them. So, but that's like gorillas, but I don't know. So the fact of the matter is if like right away we respected like giving birth and choice and like empathy, I think men just naturally lack empathy. I do. I think they're more empathetic.
Oh, that's the real deep shit.
Well, no, because I think testosterone and like estrogen like have certain effects on our bodies and shit, you know? So
yeah. I mean, and to that point, like when you're saying male and female, that it could, I feel definitely like I've got either equal parts female and male.
Yeah, like I'm fine. There might have hopefully never been a binary. Like, who knows what the world could have been like if power wasn't like, if it wasn't this male gross society. Like, I don't know. It's just shitty. And then they deny responsibility, but it's like, you can't, you've been in charge. You can't deny responsibility and say not all men when you've been in charge the whole time. Like, you can't. Yeah. It's just like, you can't.
You have these discussions at the Comedy Cellar, or do you now keep to yourself?
I have fun friends there and I stick to them, but I do not acknowledge the people I don't want to acknowledge and they kind of stay away from me.
When you're in, when Lisa's in New York, she's at the Comedy Cellar a whole bunch, which is a very exciting place to be, but then also, sounds like nightmare conversations sometimes.
I've just been like arguing with men since seventh grade. I remember the moment this all hit my brain was Mr. Lacerra's English class. And we were like talking about who has it easier, men and women. Like we had to write essays and I thought I was in like in a twilight zone. Like I couldn't believe what I was hearing. It was like this debate in the class. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, that's like when it hit me that the world was bonkers. And maybe sooner with like my parents, super like gender role-y relationship, but seventh grade's when I realized everything is bullshit. And so I've been having discussions with men since seventh grade and they don't want to grow. They don't want to change. They want to waste our fucking time. It's like fun for them to get into debates. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they wanted to change and grow, I would have affected a lot more people, you know?
Yeah.
I've been doing this for a long ass time. And anytime you think you get through their brains, it's like they're disappointed.
And when you say they, you're talking about a specific kind of man, because I'm sure like,
well, they're the ones that want to debate
self,
man. Yes,
or
of course.
Like anybody but those people, remotely queer.
Yeah. But those people don't need to be, get special treatment because they're smart. They don't.
But, I mean,
because
like,
when people talk about white women being the worst, I never go. Bleh. I'm like, yeah,
yeah.
It's a nightmare, and I've been that person because I was unable to see shit because I wasn't listening enough because I was in a position of power too. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah. You can, you know what I mean? It's like I would never get defensive in a conversation about how white people suck.
So
ever.
The world would be healthier if everyone took more ownership when they notice their blind spots.
Yeah, like, you know, I'm on memes all day. I'm just memes, memes, memes. And my explore page thinks I'm a teen and teens are woke. So it's like lots of like just teen things. I had one recently, like this is when I knew my phone thought I was a teen because I have a meme that said, if you get into my parents' car, you better say hello when you get in and thank you when you leave. I'm like, this is for children. I'm being marketed like I was a child.
I was a young child.
Young. Don't have my driver's license yet.
Hasn't vaped.
Oh, God.
My first call is to Prime Minister of New Zealand. who said that her goal is to make New Zealand the place where it's the best place in the world for a child to grow up. And I will tell her, girlfriend, you are so wrong, because the United States of America is going to be the best place in the world for a child to grow up.
Do you think that at any point while she said that, she thought, this is not going well, this is coming out bad?
I think she's having the time of her life.
Girlfriend, you are so wrong. What's wild about it is that she's talking about the Prime Minister of New Zealand, who the only news story I can think of is when all of those Muslims were murdered and the New Zealand woman like wore a hijab and was nice. Yeah. It's like, what quote are you talking about?
Especially Saudi Arabia is just chopping up journalists.
You're
just
mad at this one female politician that's doing good?
She's trying her best.
Who's proud of her country? Girlfriend, you are so old.
Oh my god. No, but I was gonna say, I read, so one of the memes I saw was the smartest thing that like white people or like our country did was teach people that racism is an individual flaw, not an institutional problem. And so you're taught to be like, well, I'm not racist, but you're living in we're structurally built racist.
Yes.
And so it's like to deny that and take personal defense is like bonkers, and our lives are too good to actually help other people and like be true allies to fucking black people. Like, it sucks. And same with like the patriarchy, like men being like, but I'm a good guy, is like, no, we're in a page. Like, you think it's an individual guy thing.
We're not
but
looking
it is
for
a
an
system.
Excuse right now. We're looking for allies.
Yeah. And yeah. So it's like, but that's what we're taught, where it's like, you just, all like when you say not all men, and dudes are like, but not me, it's like, get over yourself.
It's also just
women
like,
are getting beat every day. Like, what the who cares if you're not?
Yeah, it's like,
and you are
a house is burning down and you're like, I did not light any candles. It's like, no, let's just grab buckets and throw water at the fire.
Yeah, it's like, but it's full despair. I'm disappointed, you know, is one of the worst people. And, you know, I watched him do a show saying the most vile shit. Kind of funny, but vile. And just applaud breaks laughing. And then I automatically hate the audience. And then I think about the world and how many people want to laugh at like, just, ugh, it's just, it's true despair every day. Moments.
Yeah. Well, having to work, like, it's stand up is such a funny thing in that way, where it's like this revolving door of perspective. So the idea that goes up and like is like, women more like a slit to put my dick in, am I right, fellas?
And for me, it's like, I believe everyone should say what they want, but it's like, this is what you want to put in the world. And then on top of that, it's like, everyone's laughing, and then I just think about everyone that's been molested, and it's almost everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking about the people in that crowd that have been molested, just listening to that, and people never come forward and no one ever believes them. And it's so like, and then he thinks he's doing something edgy and smart, when it's like, this is people's reality. And then people are into it. That's the thing. You can't fight it when it, like, when people are like, everyone loves that Louis's back, no one cares. I'm like, yeah, that's the problem. We know no one cares.
Yeah.
We know no one cares.
Well, was that complicated for you to like have a take on? Cause Louis C.K. gave you that role in his show, and you were like, I remember when it happened, and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to his brownstone. I'm meeting cool actresses, this is amazing. Yeah. When like the man that like opens the door for you to like walk in and have like delicious craft services and a cool role is also the man that is like,
yeah. But the thing, I knew it, like when I told people I got that, everyone was like, what are you gonna do if he takes his dick out? Like, it was a true conversation.
Everybody
with
already
everyone.
knew. And that's when the story had not yet broken.
Correct.
But everybody
years
knew.
Before of course. So like, everyone said like, what would you do? And I'm kind of a perv. I was like, I think I'd go along with it, you know what I mean? So and in my head it's like, I would be like pissed if someone was in a Woody Allen movie, but like, I, you know, I did that. So
yeah,
for sure. But it was like the best.
But then you
of my
see
life.
Him, but then you see him at the cellar. After,
I've only seen him once after.
And you didn't talk to him?
No.
And he's still thinking about it.
No, he doesn't care. Well, someone said that he has a list of, like, he's paying attention to what everyone and any, like, he has a list of names. And
I love that for him. Yeah. That's a great pastime aside from stand up.
Yeah, just, but the thing is,
you heard it here first, Louis. Quit stand up. Keep building that list, baby.
But yeah, but I, you know what?
I just
want to go positive. And I do want to say, like, we're having more fun. Like, all of the queer, cool gals, tattoos, fun outfits, dancing, having real yeah. lives, having full personalities and human connections. Uh-huh. Like, full, like, we're having more fun. Like, I'd rather go watch Bowen and, like, Matt, Katko. Like, I'd rather... They're more, everything
yes,
is so better.
Many cool, fun,
we're having
young.
Such a good time. And if they want to uh-huh. go miserable and like say fucked up, go do that. Go. I don't give yeah. a fuck. Like, obviously, when I'm sitting there and you're running the light by 20 minutes and I hate everything that you stand for and everyone loves you, I'm just like annoyed. But at the end of the day, it's like, fine. We're having so much fun.
Yeah, you've got to, like, be yourself when you go to bed at night.
There was
and
just one
so
night.
It's so nice to do that after, like, connecting and feeling like you're speaking to something.
And what I fucking hate, this is just a personal slight, is when people are like, oh, you're sensitive, social justice. It's like, I do Holocaust cum bits. I'm not some, like, pussy fucking you know what I mean? Like, how yeah. dare... Like, it's just, you have to be this one thing of, like, these losers, they're offended. And it's like, I have 9/11 jokes. Like, I say wild things. Like, don't... I'm not like, you know, I'm not out there to get offended.
Well, I guess
so
those people
you,
would
feel
those people would probably say to you, well, then you're picking and choosing what you can.
I'm not against them. Like, you're working.
Yeah, no.
I'm not going to write a thing. Like, you have the right and everyone likes it. So cool. Like, that's fine. Like, if you want to say, this isn't him, but if you want to say mean shit to a woman in the front row until she bursts in tears and runs to the bathroom, you think that's a fun night out doing comedy? Like, all right.
Oof.
You know what I mean? Like, cool.
When that person got off stage, did they get into any sort of... No.
No.
They felt great.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I love you.
I was there. I love you too.
I'm so glad you're moving.
There was
LA.
Just one night at the Knitting Factory where, like, it was when the boys hosts were handing it over to the new hosts that are like Sydney Washington, Marie Faustin, Amina Amani. And it was like,
yeah,
the funnest night, DJ, like music, like everyone was in a great mood. Everyone was just like dressed great, dancing. Like, it was so fun. And then Monday night, I went to a new joke night and it was just like 15 white men in flannels and like a fedora. And they were just standing there like bad posture with nothing to offer the world. And I was like, ugh, you know, it's like, fine.
My favorite joke from that time and that place is a guy that was like, was basically like, so I go to Starbucks and I order like a medium frappuccino and she brings me like a large tea and I'm like, you better suck my dick. No one laughs. And then he's like, oh, I guess you guys don't drink coffee. And that's, I think, where the downside of toxic masculinity is, like, that's why it's actually very positive for people that are in this position of power to, like, listen and actually learn from the feminist movement, because you drink your own Kool-Aid and then you're disconnected from what is actually separating you from happiness, actually separating you from success.
Yeah.
Like, my dad... I forget. Yeah, he was like getting an operation or something and he had this sense of mortality. That's when he was like, we can adopt children from Pakistan that are related to us. And I was like, oh my God, amazing. And then the next day I was like, what are you talking about? We could never do that. You're a full lesbian. But he was also like, I just want you to know, like, my regret is that I wish that we'd spent more time. I wish I'd spent more time with you guys. Like, I just... Mom handled so much and I just wish I was there for the little things. And that's something that, like, fully, like, buying into these prototypical gender roles, it's like, it's not, men do connect, men do, like, they cheat,
their lives would be better if they let femininity into their hearts and souls and, like, day-to-day actions.
Yes.
But it's just taught early on, like, don't be a girl, don't cry, don't do that. And so it's like, you know, it's like, we're different and we should like value each other and just learn, but they like refuse to kind of take any of our good qualities.
Well, they kind of have to now. If you think about
Hollywood
or in terms of selling a project, I think that it's pretty much, I guess it's probably always been the case that people want you to have a deeper sort of story behind the story or like a heart to the story. But I think that's a very female, prototypical female thing, to like be vulnerable and like build stories off of like real feelings. And I think that that's something that, men can really lean into.
Ooh, that's the real deep shit. Lessons.
Wow.
So true.
True.
Great.
Perfect.
Where do we go now?
I mean, you can take one of these cards.
Ariana Grande?
I've got cool. a goody-goody tip, which is there's this thing called Table Topics. And I first bought the girl version from this garage sale of this woman. Lisa knows the story. This woman was like moving to the big. She was living in Brooklyn and having this garage sale. And her friends were like, she's moving to the big city. She's moving to Manhattan. And she was selling all of her board games. And I was like, you don't want any of these? And all of her friends were like, this is like Greek chorus of like, she won't need them. She's moving to the big city. But the Table Topics girls version I got, which was like, it's again,
what color nail polish is your total favorite?
Yes, exactly. Of like, would you rather die or gain 20 pounds? And, but then the regular people's version, just like, non-gendered version is pretty fun. Did you get one?
Yeah, I did. It's so goofy. Like, this is, I don't know if this is fully right. My friend used to host trivia, and afterwards I was like, you know, none of your answers were women. I'm like, there was just nothing about women in any of your trivia. So then the next week, he came back and he had a chick flick category. I like chick flicks. It's great. But then I had to explain to him, I'm like, it's not about having a separate chick flick category. It's like, if you have one that's sports, you have half women, you know, like some Serena Williams answers. You know what I mean? And like, if you have history, you have a Madeleine Albright. You know what I mean? Yes. Like, it's not about a chick flick. It's about including us as people. It's like so goofy. Like, yeah, we like boots, but like, we don't have to talk.
Got it. I'll put a dresses category.
Yeah. I just think about that a lot. What was your grandmother's signature dish? Never had grandparents. All dead before I was born.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Is there one that your parents cook that's from a grandparent?
I mean, it's all just Russian stuff. I just think I should pick a different one.
Yeah,
you want to answer
no,
it.
No, I don't want to answer it.
It's also just like,
that's
who cares?
Not, yeah,
would you rather age forward or backwards from this point on?
Gotta do forwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're too. But if I was 55, I'd go backwards. Plus 50 is where you go backwards.
Yeah.
If you could redo one age from your childhood, this is just my brain and not Table Topics. If you could redo one year, what would it be?
One year, what would it be? You know, I don't know if this would be the full year, but I was thinking about this fucking morning. I hated my chemistry teacher junior year so much.
I hated my chemistry teacher too.
And there was one day he was just the worst, and I wish I had my like brain now and just was able to like call him out in class.
What was he doing?
He was just a misogynist. He was the football coach, Mr. Chung, but he had it out
Dr.
for me.
Dr. Idusi, you and your bad breath making people cry.
Cry.
Yeah.
What did the doctor do?
I don't know. He was just like really, hey Shauna, what's up?
I was just making sure Cowboy was here.
Cowboy's here, but he's licking on his paws, and it sounds like someone's going down on someone else in the room. So if you want to take him, you can take him. Cowboy. Go.
Come here, baby.
Go, Babu.
You want a snack?
Go.
You want a snack?
Yeah, he wants a snack. So cute.
Yeah, misogynist. He was a misogynist, too.
I said something, like, basically, I was not good at chemistry, and he wanted me to come in the mornings, but I had swim practice, but he wouldn't do after school because he had football practice. And I go, you're being a hypocrite. You expect me to miss my practice, but you wouldn't let your athletes miss theirs. I'm not fucking doing it, you know? And we would just, that's when we started. I was just like, this is bullshit. And I'm not gonna, you know, and then.
Wait, so you did tell him, but just not, you wish you had
no,
better words.
No, I threatened to kill him actually and had to be sent to the counselor. And then I had counseling for the rest of the school year. And I wasn't supposed to pass, but he gave me a D so I could pass. So I guess I have said things to him, but there was one moment where, and this was before Columbine, I think, or like right around, like it wasn't as big of a deal as it would be now but I threatened to kill him.
Was that like how many times a year would you threaten to kill someone?
No, he,
You really were going to kill him.
No, there was one, like, he had it out, like, we just didn't get along to the point where, like, I was, what, my Hebrew class was going to go to some Holocaust speaker, and the whole class was walking, the whole fucking class, and you need a hall pass if you're alone, like, walking around, and he, the whole class is walking, and he goes, Lisa, where's your hall pass? I go, are you out of your mind? You don't see him walking with a group of people? And, like, he, you know what I mean? Like, he just sucked, and I was talking about feminism, I'm sure, and he started making bell curves about, like, physical strength in women and men and how there are women that are here, but men. And I just wish in that moment I had the knowledge that I have now to be like, are you equating physical strength to equal, like, full human experiences? Like, men lack emotional and, like, emotional awareness and emotional, like, skills. Like, why don't those count? And you guys are backwards on that, or multitasking. Like, you're just taking physical strength as, like, the overall arching quality that why men are better than women, you fucking piece of shit. And he had two daughters, so I'm just like, fuck you, you know? That's the worst, when you know they have daughters and you're just like, okay, cool. You'll, like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You are fucking up, and your daughters are going to suffer because you're a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, but well, people say, like, that you shouldn't have to have a daughter to get it, but if you do have a daughter and you don't get it, oof, you're far from.
So I went to the soccer championship parade, the U.S. women's soccer team.
This is present day.
Present day.
Okay, cool.
And, you know, my friend Julia was crying a lot downtown. Like, she was truly touched. She could not stop crying. She
well,
cried
it's when so they won cool because they're going to get money.
Help. I mean, yeah. I hope
they, like, can't not get money.
Yeah, I mean, they're just badasses. I mean, the way they've been, it's truly a little, it's very emotional, but it's also like, she was also crying because we're downtown and the World Trade Centers were there, and to see how fast the city rebuilds and we're all out there in championships. But what truly made her, like, break down was there were men in women's jerseys. And she's like, I've never seen that before.
Uh-huh.
Men never wear women's jerseys. And it's just like, they just hate us so much. It was just this, like, that's a rarity. I'm fucking 31 and I've never seen a man wear a woman's jersey before. And, like, it's, they are.
Yeah.
And your daughter, everyone sees that you don't respect women. It's like constant. And my dad's a fucking pig in a way. And I don't know how I just knew always.
Yeah, that's gotta be just something that, like, is
when
deeply...
Helen Hunt won the Oscar over Kate Winslet, my dad was like, she doesn't even have tits. Like, why is this flat chested woman winning the award? Like, I remember that. He was like, mad.
Have you ever brought it up to him?
No, we do not go that deep. I don't think we ever will.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
It's a generational thing. It's like a lot of things that people would say about, like, well, you don't need to come out to your grandparents. Your parents are kind of like that.
It's just, we are communicating. It's like, that's like so deep.
But they watch your comedy.
Yeah, I hope they don't understand. I mean, I think they were trolling me, hopefully, but my mom caught me, and my last joke in the Netflix special is like getting jerked off on like Birthright. And so, like, it's come on your tits. And my mom was like, Dad didn't get how a Holocaust joke would be funny. Like, what was that about? I go, I'm not going to explain it to you. My dad's like, I don't get what that joke is. Like, can you explain it to me? And I was like, no.
So you gotta crack the code yourself.
So I think I got trolled. Or not. I don't know.
Do you want to talk about the time you got famous on the news or no? We don't have to, but it's pretty thrilling. Lisa was on the news, and what was it about? You said you just, like, had this, like, very Lisa Traeger rant that ended with, like, white men, we're done with you, we're through. What was it?
I don't know.
It was just like, you're over. And she was flanked by 100 white men, just three, but and they.
But they, the thing is, Tom Colicchio is an angel, but, like, even the way they treated him, it's
there.
Like, it's all minor shit constantly. Where, like, the host went and introduced himself to the other white old dude guests, and they know each other, I'm sure, you know what I mean? They've met each other before.
Yeah.
I'm new, but also he's
on MSNBC.
But he walked right by me, and I go, hey, I'm on the show too, come say hi to me, what are you doing, you know? And then one of the other guys, I shook his hand, I go, hey, I'm Lisa, I'm gonna be on the panel with you. He goes, I don't know who you are. I go, I don't know who you are. So what?
And then he was like, Obama speechwriter.
Oh, he was like an award-winning beloved journalist of decades. But it was this thing of like, fuck you, motherfucker. I don't know who you, like, I don't know. It's just,
I do want to do a Freaky Friday with you and just do that to just 100 people. So nice. So then you were on the news and then you said this amazing.
And I just wanted to, Tom Colicchio, to me, I've watched him for a decade. He's a real hero to me. And I was just like, that was my main goal. It's like, I can't believe I get to be on the show with him.
Yeah.
And so then they sent me topics in the morning, four topics. And I kept wanting to be like, can I just talk about all my carbon monoxide poisonings? And they're like, this is a news program.
Oh, we've got to talk about that next.
They're like, can you just like pick the topics? And and one of them was Bernie and how like there's sexual harassment and unequal pay in his campaign. And it's like, if you can't, and he said there was just too much going on. And it's like, if you can't handle your campaign, why should you handle a country? You're an old man. Go to rest. Get away. Ooh. And Tom Colicchio afterwards, this is not on camera, and he taught me this, but Bernie has only brought four bills to Congress, three of which was to change the names of post offices. This like leader of everything doesn't do shit. Okay, we need a doer, not a talker. And not someone that's going to die in a decade.
Do you know I met Susan Sarandon this week?
Yeah, she loves him.
She loves him. Would you step to her with this information?
I would not. I mean, I've yelled at Chris Rock before. I don't care.
What did you yell at him?
Well, he was agreeing with Mike Pence that he sees it, that he thinks it's fine for a man not to want to go one-on-one to eat with a woman that's not his wife.
I mean.
So, you know. I don't care.
They're just too delicious. You just want to cut off their toes and eat them up.
And so, yeah, it just like happened. Like I want to, this, I, just okay. Like so I
Chris
went to
Rock
a Miss Foundation.
Sees women the way I see just a cheesecake on the table. Like I just have to like,
again,
so
daughters,
hard.
You know what I mean? It's just like bonkers. They all have daughters and they don't respect women. It's like, you're ingraining. It's like crazy.
I think it's also that view is a little bit of like a punishment for the Me Too Time's Up stuff where it's like, okay, women, you want to have all these rules? Well, guess what? I'm not going to talk to you alone. Because then you'll accuse me. And it's like, what? Like, which good dudes are being flushed down the toilet? It's none of you. It's fine.
Yeah. But I do want to say, so I got to go to a Ms. Foundation event. And
we've got to get back to the news right after this.
Sure. But Ava DuVernay was the speaker last year. And, well, there was a few speakers and winners, obviously. But she was
the Ms.
pretty
Foundation.
Famous. Yeah. So it's Gloria Steinem's. And someone dropped out. Caroline from Caroline's. Someone dropped out from the table. She's like, you want a seat? Of course I do. So yeah. I show up, but Ava DuVernay
said Caroline
something.
What's Caroline's like?
I just mostly stared her diamonds, her tiny body.
Oh,
she looks beautiful.
Looks like
she's
a rich woman.
She's a rich, amazing woman.
What celebrity does she look like?
Pamela Adlon, but like a lot.
More diamonds.
Different. More makeup, you know, like, yeah. But Pamela's like my, yeah, maybe I like the way both of them look for sure.
Yeah, okay.
They both look similar. But Caroline's cool and she's involved in so much and has done a lot for people for like decades.
Okay.
But this changed my like, no, you gotta talk to the other side and open your mind. Ava DuVernay was like, and I'm sure she was talking more towards race and like being a black woman. Yeah. So, but I am quoting her, but she said something along the lines of like, they keep us busy dealing with all this oppression and talking about injustice and convincing them. And we're so busy. We're not working. Fuck that. You know what I mean? I'm busy. I have work to do. I'm going to make my shit. I'm done explaining stuff and I'm done talking about this with you. I'm busy. And so to me, it's like, I'm done wasting my time. Talking to you when you can read a book or open your fucking eyes. I'm busy. I have shit to make. So that kind of changed everything for me. I refuse to talk to people whose minds don't want to be changed.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Wait, that deserves.
Uh-oh.
That deserves, I think, this one.
Wow.
It sounds sarcastic,
so
but it's true.
Did your other guests talk so much and you didn't too? Or was it more equal? I feel like I've really 70%.
Every episode is completely different. Jeffrey's, I feel, was like a trip down a cartoon elevator with the little beaver coming out of a Tweety.
Yeah, you know, I can't handle that socially.
And then Natasha's was my first episode.
Parenthood, maybe? No.
There was some parenthood. Definitely like a long winding staircase down talking about despair and the environment. Mm. And then yours is just our friendship, which is me just like teeing you up to say wild things that I wish that I could say. But like, we're back on the news. And then, so you say this thing that was like basically ended with, it was talking about Bernie and you're like,
I didn't watch it. I'm like, I usually don't watch anything I do, but it was just in the moment. It's what I felt. I was just like, and it was just after the primaries or the midterms, I mean. And so We saw who won. So it was just like, basically we saw who won and it was young women of color and women. Like that's who won. So that's who we should invest in since they just won all the midterms everywhere.
And you said it in this way that was like, I was like, Lisa's gonna be the fucking president. Like it felt, no, you, it felt like you're new. I called Sam right away because Sam's our mutual manager, Sam Safer. We love you. And I called her and I was like, okay, so like this is something Lisa's doing now. Like Lisa is like a panelist. Lisa's like should be speaking at conferences. Like Lisa can cure the world. And how many Twitter followers did you get when it aired?
Like 15,000.
15,000. And that's like within hours. And I kept on refreshing your Twitter followers. I was like,
I wasn't even thinking about it. Nothing I do, no one really cares about. And anyone that doesn't follow me, I don't get notified. So I usually live in like kind of a small bubble.
Yeah, I mean, online. I think it's psychotic when you get notified that people don't follow you or unfollow you.
Oh, no. But like anyone that doesn't follow me, I don't get like anything they say. Like even if they tag me, I just don't care.
Oh, okay. Because
cool. It's usually mean. I get a lot of mean. So it's like I try to like keep it away. And so I just didn't think anyone would care. We went to dinner. I was having foie gras. We went to Strip House. We shared a steak. You know,
who's like, we? You and me, Tom Colicchio?
So I brought Julia Olson and Lane because they're obsessed with Top Chef. We all like love Tom Colicchio. So, and, you know, Julia braided my hair. That's the thing that's so funny. Like, even when they were doing my hair and makeup, they're like, are you a pundit? I'm like, I'm wearing a leather harness and a glitter dress. You know what I mean? Like, this is not my normal forte. And then at one point, Tom Colicchio like asked me a follow up, and I go, "Tom, I'm a comedian. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, stop asking. Like, I've said what I've said. You know." He's like, "Well, how do you feel about AOC being on social? Blah blah blah." And I'm like, "I don't know.
I'm not here to get any deeper like her. Than I my want applause
her.
Breaks.
I want her. I'm not going to pretend I'm smarter than I am or well read, but like, I hate that the people on the internet think that they are."
Well, so then what happened was you got all the followers, and then
That's the thing. So I'm in LA. So what's okay? What's wild on top of this story is the night before and this night, I had multiple carbon monoxide alarms going off and fire department in my home. So this is the same night. So it's like January 12th, I did this. And that was Friday. I had monoxide the night before. I went back and packed because I had a couple spots that
Lisa's
night too.
New York apartment is terrible slumlord. She's gotten out of there and we're free from the shackles of her energy, but she was not doing anything and there's raccoons living in the. There was like carbon monoxide at one point in your life, like constantly.
Yeah, it was like, which would be fine if she was like, oh my God, we got to find the what's up. Like, I'm so sorry you could die. It was like, this is my building. You don't talk to anyone. Everything's fine. The plumber said there's no issues. I'm like, truly a deadly gas. Like a family of five just died. Like, I don't know why. It was just like, did you not go to school? Like this is, and there was a gas leak upstairs. But what, so I was dealing with that. This happened. And then, so I had spots and I knew my apartment wasn't good. So, my Joyelle came over. She helped me pack. So I was packing cause I was coming to LA for like 3 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
And I came early cause my friend Megan's mom was in town and I wanted to have dinner with her. So I flew in on Saturday. While I'm on the flight, I get calls from my neighbor. I can't answer. We're taking off. I'm like, I can't. I get a voicemail in the sky. Basically, the police came, broke down my door, broke everything. They found the monoxide. It was squatters in the building next door with generators that was like filling our building.
Oh my God.
So I'm just like, this is nuts. And then I go to dinner. Megan asked me to be her bridesmaid. I'm like so happy.
Oh my God.
And then at dinner, I get the text that from my friend Julia going, don't panic, but they found some tweets.
What did they find on Twitter? What is Sabrina's internet snafu where trolls found out that she did something they didn't like and then they came for her? As well as, what are some tips from both of our therapists, including...
She said to sit in my feelings and not, like, grab the things.
And what will Sabrina's mom think about the podcast on a whole, as well as her swearing? Coming up next, you'll find it all out. See you.
Forever. Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.